Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
In my teenage years, my buddy was Clay Crockett, a descendant of Davy Crockett, and we decided one day to go spelunking or cave crawling. We didn't tell anybody. We didn't get permission, which was unlike us. We just drove up to Tennessee from Mississippi and found this cave we knew about, and we went in. And now we're both Eagle Scouts. Be prepared. Always be prepared. And we had one flashlight. We weren't prepared. After about an hour, we got in the way back in the tributaries of this cave, and our flashlight went out.
Oh, boy.
And to make a long story short, we tried every way possible to get it to come back on. It didn't work. And we had to get out of there, but we didn't know which way to go. And we could have easily have died there because our car was hidden along the Tennessee River under some big trees, 30 miles from home. Nobody knew we were even away from our hometown. And we prayed, and we started trying to get out of there. And about an hour later, and I tell about it in the book, but far more detail, we saw a pinprick of light, just a pinprick. I saw it, and it went away. And I said, Clay, did you see that? And he said, I saw it. Now, if there had been any ambient light, calcium, of course, dissolves in water. If there had been any holes up to the surface above us, that ambient light coming through would not have allowed us to see that tiny pinprick. But that pinprick, at least we had direction. It went away, but let's go that direction. He said, I agree. So we started that direction. Then the pinprick was stable, and then it was larger. Now we had direction. We had purpose. We had hope. We had a possibility of salvation, and we finally saw the floor, shadows, the light opened up. It was a totally different entrance than the one we came in. And without that pinprick of light, so to the Christians listening, you may be a little prayer warrior in your war room. You may be a small group praying, and all over this nation there are pockets of light like I've never seen before. And they're growing, and light always dispels darkness. When you're laying in bed at night, if you're married with your spouse, you don't have to say, cut on the darkness. You say, cut off the light so we can go to sleep. And once you do that, once you turn on the light, it dispels the darkness. And Clay and I got out that day because of a tiny, tiny pinprick of light, and our society is darkening and darkening and darkening. But when it's the darkest is when light is seen the best.
I just wonder if you and Clay got any of your Eagle Scout badges taken away as a result of that.
Listen, brother, we never told our parents about that.
Okay.
We never told anybody.
Yeah.
My parents were so strict, if they had known I did that, I'd be in tremendous trouble.
You'd still be...
Henry Blackaby once said, if society as a whole seems to be getting darker and darker, and we so complain about the darkness, but listen to this, if society as a whole seems to be getting darker and darker, it's not the problem of the darkness. The darkness is just acting like its nature. But it's that the light no longer dispels the darkness and the salt no longer preserves. It's time for the light to say, if things are darker, the problem is with us.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.